Hey, everybody. What's up, dudes?
What's going on?
So, before the show, all right, some of you who may have been watching my earlier stream today have noticed that I has changed shirts.
I has changed shirts.
Yes.
I can has changed shirts.
I was eating chicken strips for dinner, all right? And I spilled the world's largest piece of chicken coated in mustard on my shirt.
Yeah, that sounds like you. That sounds like you.
Yeah, Chris was not surprised by it. I don't understand why. Either. I don't feel like it happens that often. I feel like
and
you guys
it happens
are...
every time you eat.
What a jerk. So mean to me.
I love you, man.
Hey, should we tweet? We should probably tweet,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, that's your job, so get on it.
All right, let's tweet. What should we
say? Mr. Tweeter.
Oh, yeah, I got to click up here first before I can do the thing. All right, what should we tweet, man? How come it didn't work, man?
What's happening to your thing, man? It's not doing nothing. There it goes. It was there.
Okay.
Now it's back.
It was being stupid.
It's going all in
right.
and out.
Okay, what do we say tonight, man?
No beard November.
No beard November tonight. Episode 37. Seth will be drinking heavily on accident.
You can add so many more characters now, man.
Characters for days. Have you heard of our show? Because we
God, you're
can
just spamming Twitter right now.
Now go into great detail about it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Donald. Donald. Yeah,
okay. Do you think he's the reason for why?
Oh, you don't think
oh,
he
you
is?
Don't think. He's been personally talking to the CEOs, and it was like, I need more characters to say what I want about Mr. Fat Old Short Man.
Look at that tweet.
That's the most spammy tweet I've ever seen. Way to spam our followers.
Am I already drunk? No. All right, so here's what happened. Okay, I was at the freezer getting my Fireball out, which is basically the only thing I drink because it's the only thing my speed... And it's eggnog season, all right? Eggnog season.
Gross.
Okay? I'm on a diet. I don't get... This is, like, I have 2 days a week where I don't... I watch what I eat except in the evenings. And that's Sunday and Thursday. Can you think of what those 2 days have in common? Let's think. Oh, yeah, it's this show.
It's this show. This show makes you eat and drink? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You'd be surprised how high in calories liquor is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but the eating part?
Well, I mean, I ate fine.
Did you stress eat?
No. Finally, Fireball is the only thing that's your speed? Well...
Not in moonshine.
I don't know. It's very complicated. Like, Fireball is actually not my speed. Fireball... I'll phrase my speed this way.
I feel like Fireball is your beer.
Exactly. Fireball is my beer.
Yeah.
So that frames my speed, I think, pretty well.
Yeah, I'm young on the whole... Alcoholic
right.
drunkness.
Right. I'm a professional drinker.
Yeah.
I call alcoholics quitters because you're not an alcoholic until you try to quit.
There's a bottle like as big as my head, bigger probably, of Kraken.
Yeah, I've drank that.
Yeah, I went through it in one night
in a setting. Yeah,
and that was the
but that
most
was years ago
I've ever seen. But I
I'm
mean,
30
that,
now.
That
I try to. This
hard.
Is my beer. Is Fireball whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like Christmas to me. Because, see, the thing is when you've drank as long and as hard as I have for years, all right, you don't taste alcohol anymore. You
right.
taste the flavors mixed in with the alcohol. So, to me, this is a delightful cinnamon eggnog that also makes me feel fantastic. So, here's what happened. I went to the freezer and I got my Fireball out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not much left. There's not enough to pour a normal-sized...
I don't have enough.
If there was
Fireball,
a little bit left,
let's add some eggnog in.
No,
this
no,
mix.
No, no. It's the other way around.
Oh.
If I add the normal amount of Fireball, then the next time I need Fireball, there won't be enough. So I might as well just add everything that's left in.
Okay.
So
right. just go ham it.
Right.
Once
so like this much of the glass is Fireball, and this much of the glass is eggnog. So I would say roughly a third.
Yeah.
Fireball.
That's a good half of what you showed me there.
No, because the top half of the glass is bigger than the bottom half.
Like, barely with that.
But
glass.
It still is, man.
Don't give me... It's not a third. It's like a four-fifths or some shit, man. That doesn't make sense.
Fiction, I don't need
Three
you.
Fifths.
I don't need your judgment.
Two-fifths.
All right? I don't need
I don't know fractions.
I don't come here... I stopped listening to you. I don't come here for judgment or for fractions. Someone starts starting math. Dude. Like, I literally didn't mean to ignore you. My brain was just like, math's happening. Let's move to something else.
Shut that out. Don't even welcome it into the year.
I went back to fifth
grade. It will break us. We can't have it.
So can we talk about this on your face right here?
I don't like it.
You do look
like
less Colby-ish.
Normally younger, right?
No, younger's not. I don't think you look younger.
I feel like I just aged back 5 years.
You don't look like Colby anymore.
I know. I've never had facial hair up until like this past 6 months-ish.
Well, you've had stubble for years.
Stubble, yeah.
You've had like the 5 o'clock shadow going for years.
I don't know.
This is the first time I've seen you without like the 5 o'clock shadow.
I tried to keep it, but it went too short. And I was
what
like,
you do, like, half
it.
Your face, you gotta keep going. Yeah. Yeah. You can't have one half.
I'm just
only look at me from the right.
I'm just curious, now that it's been growing a little bit, will it grow back faster? The answer is absolutely not. I'm gonna have baby face for a good 2 months.
No, I can tell you as the man who's, this is, I think, when's the last time I shaved? Actually, I think I shaved pretty recently. I think this is 2 days growth.
Yeah.
Okay? Because now that I'm on Twitch every day, I try to look a little bit more respectable. Yeah. I said a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I don't go full respectable. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Like, I don't wear mustard stained shirts, for example. All right. Although
probably
I could.
A good point.
None of you would stop watching because I had mustard on my shirt. But I have a little bit of respect for
It'd
you.
Be a good conversation piece, man.
Well, we did comment.
What's that sweet stain right there, bud?
It's like, I was like, Chris, do you think anyone would notice? It was like this big.
Yeah, people would notice.
So was there any reason you shaved it off, or?
I don't like it. I didn't like it. And now that it's gone, I miss it.
Wait, so for months, people have been telling you to shave it because it looked like you had pubis on your face, right?
Yes.
I'm going to stop watching until you take care of your alcohol. My alcoholic habits are totally under control now, all right?
Mine aren't. You should be worried
yeah,
about
he's
that.
The one you got to worry about now.
Yeah.
Like at 25, I had problems, okay? Now I'm good. All right, he now has the problems.
Yep.
And I am honestly the bad influence, because he looks at me and he goes, well, that guy's alive. I can make it.
He made it.
Yeah.
So. I'm not drinking bottles of Kraken, though, so hopefully my process
you're only
will
24
go
yet.
Slower.
You still got 6 months. Who knows how it spirals, man?
Yes, don't fucking put that juju on me. It's a prophecy now, you
hey,
doucher.
You do other things that are harmful to your body, like stay up ungodly late every weekend.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean, How late were you up Friday?
3.
Okay. I rest my case. Ask me what
That's
time I went to bed
late.
On Friday.
9.
There you go, man. In fact,
you
I just remembered,
man.
I got to text Chris here because I'm going to need to take my sleeping pills in 22 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Otherwise,
you old man.
Otherwise, I will miss my 10 o'clock bedtime.
God, you're ridiculous. I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
I believe you.
You believe that I'm saying it. You don't believe that I'm doing it.
No, I believe everything.
Right.
I just can't believe it.
Right. That I'm who I am
you
now.
You should be able to sleep. Without medication.
Yeah, I should, yeah.
Then again, my medication's alcohol,
You
so.
Should be able to be happy without beer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we should be
no.
doing. I repeat, for a different reason, Jesus. There's this thing. See, okay, this is going to sound pompous, all right? So maybe translate for me so I don't sound like such a douche.
Okay.
All right. There's this thing. Because you've known me for a long time. You've heard me talk about this. So maybe you can translate it to people who don't know me as well as you do. Because you know this as a fact, and you've heard me say it.
Gotcha.
There's this thing that seasoned broadcasters have. And it's this hole in their soul that needs to be filled by entertaining people and the masses.
Yeah.
And when you can't do that, you find things like not sleeping and alcohol to fill the hole for you.
The alcohol, I get. The no sleeping thing, that's just uncontrollable.
Well, yeah.
Just because you're in a copious amount
of pain. But it's just my head.
Pain.
It's my head, dude. It's just up there doing things.
No, that makes sense. You know? I feel like that's the whole comedian kind of thing.
Right.
Like, you can't
but
be a comedian
But it sounds pompous because I'm comparing myself to,
sort.
Well, I was going to say Louis C.K., but I can't compare myself to him anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. How about Kevin Spacey? Harvey Weinstein? Brett Ratner.
Who is a safe person to compare myself to? Dave Chappelle? He's probably safe, right?
I mean, he did crack like a whole bunch and then got his
fine,
show canceled.
That's not sexual assault.
No. Allegedly.
As long as you're only harming yourself, it's okay. And no, that's pretty not alleged at this point, I think.
It definitely didn't happen.
What? What part?
Which, I don't know.
What part are you going to get emails about? Be specific.
RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
He did cocaine. Lots of it.
And a whole bunch of hookers.
Are there any wholesome...
Like, talk about the most sexual harasser. At least he paid for it.
I think we're proving my point.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a wholesome comedian.
Or
a wholesome entertainer.
Jeff Dunham.
No, he was just accused of sexual assault.
That was fake.
Was it?
Yeah, that was an Onion article or some shit.
No, I don't think so,
I saw that on Reddit. It was
not true. A man who puts his hands up puppets all day has a problem.
It was on r/jokes, man.
Was it really?
Yes.
No, I should not read headlines.
Like the Pepper, Jose Pepper. No, that's a restaurant.
Jeff Dunham, what if I just Googled pickle, Jeff Dunham rape?
Pickle on a stick.
Lena Dunham.
Oh, God. Oh, not good.
Lena and Jeff aren't siblings, are they?
I really hope not. I would doubt it.
Here we go. You search Jeff Dunham and rape, all you get is Lena Dunham.
You're not going to find it.
All right, I just for proof, just for proof's sake.
Let's just see.
There you go, dudes. All right. No, I believe you.
I swear to God, I saw it and I was like, oh, shit, all those goddamn Jeff Dunham fans are going to get a... big old spicy.
Well, the same thing that's happening with sexual assault now
up their butt,
that
butt.
Has been happening with like politics.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Or shootings. You mm-hmm. know, shootings. It's bad. There's so many of them.
Right.
It's just.
Yep.
You know, I won't want to say I don't care because part of me cares, but it's just like, all right, who else? You know, yeah. it's just part of that. Yeah. So
see, fictional gets it. It was a joke about him putting his hand in ass.
Well, I just made that joke.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's good.
And you stole it from somebody else. You say you didn't read it. You read it.
I didn't read it, man!
Uh-huh.
We could look at my history, but it's in SFW, mm-hmm. so we can't. It doesn't show up here, man. You sure it was on jokes?
I swear it was on jokes.
What if I go to top? I bet it's on top. Like, top the past week?
Yeah,
just
there it is.
Jeff.
Number two.
Oh, okay, it was on jokes. Look at that. There we go.
Look at that.
Wait. After allegations from his coworkers saying that he's been fisting them for decades. Just look up his YouTube channel if you want to see evidence of this abuse. Millions have just sat by and watched while these poor souls suffer through tremendous pain right in front of them. You know, it's a good thing that I'm not like Jeff Dunham's, like, a media manager.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, Jeff, they outed you, dude. Jeff, they outed
They've
you.
They've got you. We have to make a statement. Tweet it. We are not fisting anyone.
Wouldn't it be awful if he pulled like a Louis C.K. and he's like, these allegations are all
absolutely
true.
Absolutely true.
And then there's just
I apologize to all these women. Whoa. It was a joke about puppets.
At this point, you could probably just out somebody and maybe just throw it up on the wall, you know, and see who just says, yeah, that's true. You know?
Yeah.
Just name some people.
Dude, that's scary times, man. That's why I'm scared of the internet. I'm not on there. I mean, I'm not popular, so no one's really coming after me.
Hey,
for
man,
any real
you're popular.
Reason,
you're on this show. Look at these. Look at our fans. We got
also,
six of them.
I haven't harassed anybody. That
you
I,
harass
that
me
I
constantly.
I mean, are you going to sue me? And
no, I'm going to beg for more.
It's not a headline. It's not a headline article either.
Radio host
friend insults
assaults
other
his host.
Friend. Yeah,
friend
not,
makes wanted advances.
Not grabbing people's attentions.
Or no. Grabbing other things.
Nor that.
Yeah.
We are doing that.
We are so doing
don't,
that.
Don't joke about that. Yeah. But.
Although we haven't in a while. Now it sounds like we're legitimately having sex with each other. And I don't want it to sound like that.
We need to catch up on that, man.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. I just love having this discussion and looking over and seeing your mom in our channel.
Yep.
That makes me so happy.
It's the best, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Should we start the stupid show?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Today on the show we have...
Hey, Xavier. Person that just followed and did not make a noise because you suck at things.
No, there's no noises for our follows.
Oh, well, thanks for
following.
Do we
want a noise for our follow?
Hey, well, how else are we going to know other than me just spotting it out of my peripheral holes?
We won't. I just honestly, I thought, okay, well, here's the thing. When we first started Twitch, we were like, LOL, we'll do our show live for funsies so the people who watch... Or
audio.
People who listen can come watch us record the audio show. But over the last 4 months, as we realized that really we shine in video, the audio has now become the back seat. So the original intention was we don't want those noises because we don't want podcast people to just have diddling just in the middle of the episode for no reason. But
well,
now
you already have
that
when you type something wrong on your damn computer. So
what do you mean? You mean this?
That would be the random noise. Who knows if that's a new follow or not? Hey, Xavier, there's your dingy noise right there, man. Thanks.
There's your follow. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time we do that, I will hit the bell.
You do it, man. Start the show.
Trigger everyone who has a Windows computer. What? There it is.
What's happening?
It's a stupid Seth and Colby show again, always playing stuff.
Those
All right.
door knocks, man.
Here's our stupid intro.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Yo, boys, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
The Seth and Colby Show, episode number 37 for November 16th, 2017. Oh, yeah. 1 week until Turkey Day. Come on. Dude, your turkey's way better than mine. I'm a little sad. A little sad about it. We are live on twitch.tv/Seth and Colby twice a week. Chad, our intro was, I'm assuming it's at my turkey, right? Or yours. We are live twice a week at twitch.tv/TheColby, Thursday at 7 p.m. Central and Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. Come watch us live, chat with us, have a good time. If you can't check out the show live, you can still see our beautiful faces as fictional matter in chat. Said and confirmed, we definitely shine in video. Is my chair getting taller?
No.
I think it's as high as it goes.
You broke it.
On youtube.com/SethCole, that's where you find the videos on demand as they were. And the audio version is on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethCole.com. And of course, we thank you for being here. The most important thing you could do if you are here to help Colby continue to come to the show, because let's face it, I'd do this anyway. Colby needs money, all right? He has a dog to feed.
I need love.
And he has a liquor problem.
And the only love I get is money nowadays. Give it to me. Rain
so if
it
you
down.
Type, if you type foghorn in chat, which actually just happened. Just happened in our chat. Thank you, Nightbot, for your amazing timing, actually.
Yep.
Type foghorn in the chat. Click it. Give us monies. A giant foghorn will sound. And we'll interrupt the show. We will stop whatever we were doing, even in the intro. Read your message. Read your name. The foghorn will terrify me. It will come out of nowhere, no matter how many times I'm ready for it. It'll scare me. And we thank you again for watching, donating, following. It's much appreciated. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk a lot about TV. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and no Star Wars, damn it.
Nope, that's Sunday.
How dare you?
That's Sunday. No Star Wars spoiler screen.
God, it's all fresh in my brain, and I'm ready to just...
I'm amazed you can
explode,
still remember it, to be
man.
Totally honest.
I know, that brain.
Yeah, I'm a little upset that you... to be totally honest with you, I'm a little upset...
I didn't wait for your game.
That you didn't
your
wait
walkthrough.
For me to play through it. Because I'm doing it tomorrow.
Whole game? The whole campaign?
Yeah.
It's not that long, is it?
I stream 8 hours a day.
I mean, yeah, you can probably get through that.
Yeah, I probably can.
Yeah. Okay. It was definitely not... not talking about
I'm Seth. He's Colby. For you, Xavier. Just so you know. Let me talk. That has never, ever been uttered. He's got to think you're Seth.
No.
There's no way.
Nah.
I talk 95% of the show. You're just here so I'm not yelling at myself for 2 hours.
That's true.
Yeah, so I mean...
I'm the wall that responds to you.
Unofficial Tony P is permabanned from chat. He's now gone. I didn't know that, and now it's ruined. All right? So thanks, man. Yeah, let Colby talk. Yeah, it's supposed to be. All right, Colby, here is your segment.
Don't do this to me. I'm the wall that talks. I don't talk a lot. All I want to do is talk about Star Wars, and I can't do that because some bitch doesn't know the story. You.
I'm not here.
Neiman.
I'm not here.
Z-Swig.
I'm not here.
Douche Knuckle.
Not here.
Get in the shot. This is horrible. This is the exact opposite of the Seth and Colby show. This is just a face of...
Unshaven boyhood.
Baby face, man. That's all it is.
Hey, do you want the butt cushion, man?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I am fine.
All right.
I did legs, so my butt's not hurting. My legs are.
Okay. Oh.
Humble brag. I did
legs. I go to the gym, yes.
I was going to say, I did a crunch when I got the eggnog out of the refrigerator.
Oh, did you?
But I didn't because it's in the freezer. So
a crunch?
Yeah, because you know you bend, right?
That's a squat. A crunch would be abs, but yes.
Well, this is what you get now.
Damn it. Fight? Oh, my God! Ow! Touched my nose.
I did. I knocked his nose off.
You ripped it right off.
All right, man. So we have some stuff to talk about today, chat. All right? Including a couple corrections to our show.
Yeah, how about that Bill Gates story, bro?
We also have this, which I think we should just tease throughout the episode, to be totally honest with you.
How do I drink water again? Is it two hands? Is it a two-handed mechanism?
Most people are assuming that he thought there was a straw, and then there turned out not to be one, and so then he had to improvise.
It's just like I
think that's what most people assume.
All R. the Donald is saying is like, let the man take a drink of water, and then everyone else is like, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
That's not how you drink water.
All right, so here, first correction to last week's episode, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to fight. I have a feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not the physical kind of type.
No, we fight with words, and even when we do that, we rarely do.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's like a marriage. Like, what are we going to say to each other at this point?
We're already stuck, yeah. I mean, there's not much to say.
Well, and also, everything bad about me...
Except when you said air can fill up the fucking galaxy. That I would have fought you for. It was almost there.
For the record,
Canella
though,
is totally on my side with that, too.
Oh, okay. You're in good company.
I am!
The man who doesn't know how to spell most words is on your side. Congratulations, dude. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. What about Bill Gates, man?
All right, so it turns out that the story we read last week about Bill Gates' smart city in Arizona is not smart, not a city, and has little to do with Bill Gates.
That just shows you how much we speculate on this show.
So there's a lot of words here, and to be totally honest with you, I'm not going to read any of them.
Did you read the article at all?
No.
I didn't either. I just saw the headline.
Just
the
headline.
Well, shit.
And that's how we're going to present it to you as well, because we don't focus on our mistakes on this show.
Yeah.
We focus on our
moving
successes.
Forward. Screw it. We'll let you know when we're wrong. We won't explain how.
I feel like there were two corrections, but I don't know what the second one was at this point, so there may not be one.
Uh-oh. Way to go, man. See, you were wrong about the number of corrections that we were going to get.
Yeah. I could correct that.
I just don't get it, because he looks at the water bottle. It's not like I'm going for the straw and I'm not even paying attention.
Can he see over the bottom part of his eyes when he looks down?
That's a great question.
Look at him.
They're way too poofy that...
It's almost like he has to line up. Like, he's like, all right, see it? All right, go down. It's almost like that, you know?
Oh, man.
We don't make a point of making fun of people's appearances on this show because... But I think this is an exception.
He is the exception.
He's an exception. I mean, also, it's just an amazing gif.
Yeah.
It's an incredible gif. Okay, let's talk about this real quick because this is hot breaking news. Hot breaking news, dude. All right?
Right off the presses.
Okay. 1 year, return to the Wizarding World of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. All right? The newest Harry Potter thingamajigger.
Thingamajigger.
Okay. Do we care? I'm actually more interested in if you care, because I have opinions. I want to hear yours first. All right? First of all, you're a graphic designer. What you think of this logo right here? What you think of that?
That's not terrible.
Ring an endorsement. All right. Okay, what else? Because I have thoughts. I bet you've known me long enough that you know what I'm going to center
on. Is that Jude Law?
Okay, that's one of them. Yep. This right here is Jude Law as Albus Dumbledore.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep.
That makes his and Newt's relationship a little questionable. Yeah.
I hesitate to ask, but why?
Homosexual love.
Do you even know Newt's relationship to Albus Dumbledore? Because I don't. Do you?
They're like best buddies. He got him into Hogwarts or whatever.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Come on. I know more than you in this aspect. Yeah. What is this?
I've checked out.
You've checked out?
I've checked out. There's one reason why, and he's in this screenshot.
I'm done.
Do you know what it is? Focus on the right side.
I mean, Johnny Depp.
That's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he was in.
He ruined the first one.
You didn't like Johnny Depp?
I liked everything about that movie until Johnny Depp showed up.
Why?
And then it's like it's almost the Interstellar effect where Matt Damon was the astronaut, and I'm like, oh, come on, it's Matt Damon.
It's Johnny Depp as the bad guy.
Like, look at why can't Johnny Depp be normal in anything, man?
Such a good question. Because
he looks like David Bowie had a son with a Roomba. Like, what is he doing with his life?
Did the Roomba suck up his hair?
I don't know. I'm just so mad. Because it's Harry Potter, and it's Jude Law as Albus Dumbledore, which I love. It's that guy who...
You love that, but then you don't like Johnny Depp.
No. What, name one thing Johnny Depp's done that's good. One thing.
First,
besides Pirates.
First Pirates was great.
Okay. Name something since 2005.
I liked him in the...
If you say that Dillinger movie, we're going to stop being friends.
Damn it. That was the one I'm going for. Public Enemy, damn it. What about the other one? Black Mass? That's the other one where
I think that one was politically...
Kathy? Catheter?
I believe we've gone with Colth most of the time.
Colth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, because Kathy is kind of weird. Also, there's no B.
Kethby.
Because I think the reason we go with Colth is because there's, like, the same number of letters.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Random dead stop. But who's the guy in the middle sitting down?
I don't know.
Who's that guy?
I don't know, but he is handsome AF, dude.
Who's the chick sitting next to him?
I don't know, but she's also handsome as a stroke.
What happened?
It's down to here, guys.
Is that the chick from the Disney Channel?
I don't know. I mean, I could probably look it up.
Asian lady, Social Network?
This lady?
Asian lady.
Oh, this lady. Yeah. I think she's a Social Network lady. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, right?
This guy right here is the Unabomber. I'm fairly certain.
No, that looks like... What's his face? That looks like the monster that was blown up at the end. Doesn't it?
We should know more things about this before we discuss it.
Dude, that seriously looks like the same guy. The Flash guy. The guy who's playing the Flash.
I don't know. I don't watch the
Perks,
Flash,
Perks
man.
Of being the Wallflower, nope. Man.
Don't watch it.
God.
Never seen it.
Damn it.
I'm an adult.
He's,
I'm not watching the Perks of Being a Wallflower.
He's in stuff, man.
I believe you. He's in the Harry Potter movie.
I thought he died in the last one, but maybe not. Maybe he's back.
Okay, there's a few things about this photo that are very strange, all right?
Uh-huh.
Number one, why is this dude grabbing her arm so forcefully?
Because they're together, man.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like...
They,
I mean, his face...
Do you remember
this
fucking
movie? That they got together, all right? Unofficial. Tony P says he's a new Flash in the movie.
And he was in the last one, and he was the fucking evil exploding... What do they call the children that
if
are magical?
You're talking about DC, dude. I don't know.
No. Harry Potter. Fantastical Beast. The children that have magical powers that aren't allowed to express them and are contained. They form the black thing.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
You there now?
Okay, yeah. He was in the first movie.
Yeah, he's there again, but he died at the end of it, or he got exploded.
Okay, I don't remember him exploding.
Yeah!
I remember, like, four things about that movie.
That was right before Colin Farrell turned into Johnny Depp.
I think that's why I'm mad about it, is that they got rid of Colin Farrell for Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Like, Colin Farrell's way better than Johnny Depp, all right? We can agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that John Dillinger movie has ruined your life.
Name one thing Colin Farrell's good in.
Phone Booth.
A phone booth. Phone Booth.
First movie I could think
When's
of.
When's the last time you rewatched that thing, man? Because I bet you it's not that good.
I've never seen it. He was just in a phone booth.
You know what he was doing? The entire movie.
Horrible Bosses.
That's great. That's a great point.
Boom.
You got me.
Boom.
But then again,
two also was good.
Then again, Johnny Depp was in like some
Can you leave Seth or did you trap yourself?
What?
So the problem is, I don't know which. He asked, can you leave Seth or did you trap yourself? And I don't know what that is. Can you leave Seth or did you trap yourself? Or if it's addressed to you as, can you leave Seth or did you trap yourself? I don't know which one he's.
If it's the latter, yes, I'm trapped.
Yeah, and if it's the former, yeah, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
I'm me.
We're both trapped.
We're both trapped. Yep. The fish player, I'm sorry your day has still been terrible, dude. Sucks.
Yes.
It sucks.
There's a cage. We can't get out.
Yeah.
We're here forever.
Yeah, we're stuck in here. Yeah.
We're dead. We're going to die in
here. I need to text Chris and never bring him my
Somebody donate to the show so we can order food and, and survive. But, yeah, man, I'm really curious as to why the dead guy is still in here. Ezra, fictional. Thank you. Ezra Miller is the man who exploded in the first one. But
I've heard that name. That name I've heard.
He's also the Flash in the new Justice League.
Okay. All right. Cool.
He's also in person. Yeah,
we get back to talking about why Johnny Depp's in this movie, though. Because,
because why? What else does he have to do? He had to hook on a new franchise to keep rolling in that pirate money.
I know, dude. It's horrible.
Even
I
though
don't
there was
like
a Pirates this year him in it.
Chat, am I alone in my dislike of Johnny Depp? Am I alone?
Also, wasn't he like one of the first like to come out as being like not the greatest to women with that whole he beat up Amber Heard?
Yeah, didn't he like punch his wife?
Yeah,
and then they got divorced.
Yeah, but then he also showed up to like a children's hospital randomly dressed as Jack Sparrow for like dying cancer kids. So.
Yeah, but you know like Hitler built good roads. Like you can do both.
One does not excuse the other here.
Right.
You still punched a woman in the face.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So.
Because if things excuse the other, I mean, he also gave that woman
that
like $30 million
thing.
When they got divorced,
too.
Well, yeah,
the settlement.
So.
No, I'm sure.
Johnny Depp
also
could punch me in the face for $30 million, but everyone's different. I mean, he could punch me in the face for $30, probably.
Everybody likes Johnny Depp. And that's why they were like, what? He punched a woman? What? No, that didn't happen. Pirates, it's back.
I'm so sad.
You think
that,
if Kevin Spacey punched a woman instead of tried to the hump a 14-year-old, that House of Cards would still be going?
My personal opinion is that all these people only are in trouble because they got caught.
Yeah.
Because like Roman Polanski, like literally raped a 14-year-old girl and can't come back to the United States because he'll go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they just throw balls in his honor all the time because he's such a visionary.
Right.
So like.
That's
way worse than anything Louis C.K.
Or
has
the
done.
Donald would be agreeing the shit
also,
out of with
of
you.
Also, one of them is our president. Like, yeah. Yeah, I still use that as a standard or the example of double standards. Is Billy Bush got fired, but Donald Trump became president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't really make
and
a lot of sense.
And their excuse, the right-winger's excuse is, those were just the women that were throwing themselves at him.
Right.
And it's like, but probably not all of them.
So it's all fake.
Probably not.
It's all fake.
It's all.
It's always good when any of the sexual assaulters can be taken out of here.
Side.
Like anytime that any of them are called out, but like definitely people are gonna get called out, not get in trouble.
Yeah. Popularity.
Yeah.
Situational.
I mean, Kevin Spacey's not Johnny Depp.
No.
Seriously, he's not. I mean, fame wise, he's not.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he's not Jack Sparrow. Okay.
Yeah. That's
just because you're in Seven doesn't mean you're Jack Sparrow.
That's good.
You know?
Point. Yeah,
he's not a kid friendly dude.
But am I excited about this damn movie here?
I've never really known. Yeah, people travel to other countries to work with Roman Polanski. Right,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a horrible person if you stack him up against most people. I've never really nailed down your opinion on Harry Potter. Like, what do you?
I love the Harry Potter. Seven movies.
Can I get that quote, please? I love the Harry Potter.
I love that dear Harry Potter, man.
That Harry Potter, my favorite.
And I also like Newt. I like Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, I liked the first movie until Johnny Depp showed up, which apparently I'm alone on. I'm sorry. Okay.
I mean, Johnny Depp didn't kill it for me. I was like, oh, shit, the new Jack Sparrow's here.
I think I'm just, and he's gonna I think be I'm a bitter that they got rid of Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll come back. They didn't. Johnny Depp didn't kill him.
I think he was using, like, his face.
Nah.
I think he's dead.
He had the fucking potion that changes
right.
your shit.
I think he's dead.
Nah. You remember in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah. Man, they kept him in a hole.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
They Colin Farrell's in a hole somewhere. Yep. Mm-hmm. He would be in this poster if Colin Farrell was there.
That's a good point.
Right? Well, I guess not necessarily, because Johnny Depp wasn't in the first poster.
And the whole Ministry of Magic Halle Berry lady is not in here.
Isn't that her right here?
I mean, you would think, but I doubt it.
Right here. Like, that's the lady from Ministry of Magic, right? And I figured this was the new bad guy. Right?
The bad guy?
Right.
No!
These two are the new Ministry of Magic baddies. Right?
But they're not baddies.
Well, they were like, yeah.
They're the political figures. Yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah.
But they're all trying to be good.
Right.
Like, what's the definition of good when you have evil
Newt
people?
Newt Scrimmager is good.
Skimminger.
Scrimander.
Scrimander.
Newt.
Scalajavander.
Whatever. Sether Coy, can either of you jump of your chair?
Jump of it.
No.
I don't know.
Newt Scrimmager. Newt Scrimmager. I don't know, dude. I don't care anymore. I'm done talking about Harry Potter.
Newt Scamander, right? That's it?
Sure.
Scamander?
I don't know.
Scalamander?
I don't know. I mean, it's cool, I guess. Harry Potter.
Newt Scrimmager?
Yeah. Like a football scrimmage.
And hut. All right, let's go.
Newt Scrimmager. Blue 42. No, we're not going to jump off our chairs.
That would...
Why?
Where?
Donate $10.
There's a wall and important technological things that can't be broken.
All right, can we nerd out for a bit?
Let's nerd.
Mario Brothers set to jump to big screen and movie deal with Universal's Illumination. All right.
How am I nerding about this? I don't know.
Well, I'm nerding.
This.
Okay.
That's all you.
I'm going to try to relate this to you. Okay. So Wall Street Journal, as you see, you can't even read it.
Oh, you got to pay money for that. Yeah, WSJ,
so I'm gonna summarize.
Man.
So the people who make Minions, all right,
yes,
have the rights to make the new Super Mario movie.
No.
Now, I don't know if you remember the old Super Mario movie that was live action where there were legit dinosaur people in the movie. That was,
I think I've seen like
something.
Bits on YouTube. About
yeah.
That,
it's something else.
Yeah. I bet.
But, this movie, I assume, will be animated because it's made by the Minions people.
That would make
sense. So that would make more sense, right? My biggest problem, I kind of don't like you said the clothes. That's fine, dude. That's literally my life. That's why I keep them around so you guys will watch.
Don't insult my friend.
I don't care.
We like each other. So therefore, if you like me, you like him.
Let's not go crazy.
Okay, that's a good point.
Let's not go crazy.
That's a good point.
Mario doesn't talk at his video games. Ho ho! You know?
Yeah. It's me, Mario!
That's literally his voice line in every game, all right? Or woohoo!
Yeah.
You know? How are you going to take that horribly annoying grating voice and make an hour and a half long movie out of it?
It's going to be the next emoji movie. That's what it's going to be.
That's what I'm worried about, right?
Yeah. I don't think... Like, I don't know.
I mean, the Mario, like the Minions, okay? Those are funny. People like those.
Yeah.
So it's not like a studio like Sony, for example, that has a track record of not being good,
mm-hmm.
okay, is making this movie.
It's a good point. But I've heard comments about the Minions being like they're overused.
Well, they also made the Despicable Me movies.
Done.
And like
those are the Minion movies, yes.
Well, they have a Minion movie.
That was the first after two Despicable Me's.
That doesn't make my facts not true, man.
The chicken and the egg, man. One came fucking first, and it was Despicable Me, so get it right.
Okay. Sorry,
you
all right?
Offend me with your knowledge of nothing.
I didn't realize that you were so passionate about Despicable
you
Me.
You back off
and
Minions, man.
All right. Chad fucking says to do something funny. We literally the show. funny, not terrifying.
That was funny.
Okay. Yep. So Mario movie, bad idea, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to go see it. You're a nerd. Would you go see it? Aaron going to want to see it?
I can't imagine a way where they make this good.
Mm.
Unless Danny DeVito plays every character. I can't imagine this movie's going to be good.
Hey, yeah, it's me, Mario.
Yo, it's Mario. You got any subs? Can I interest you in an egg? Like, that's kind of what I have. What's the difference between a baby and a washing machine? A washing machine doesn't cry when you drop a load in it. Oh, that's gross. Like poop or...
I don't want to know. The word "load" and "baby" in the same sentence is not a good mix. I feel like
I'm kind of impressed though that Kevin Spacey watches our show. Be totally honest with you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right? I'd like you would think he would be dealing with some heavier things, but here he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's still getting money. I'd like to borrow some.
Right there.
Donate, please.
Yeah, donate, man.
Yeah, if you're gonna make molestation jokes, exclamation point, Foghorn first. So Mario movie, bad idea.
Yep. Yeah. Not good.
I mean, the only way they can make it true to the games is to keep the voice actors, and I feel like there's a reason that Nintendo doesn't have voiced games. Because it would be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard the guy who plays Mario, like, say sentences, and you're looking for the nearest shotgun 5 seconds into it.
I don't know why. Like, I get the brand. You have the brand, but it's a video game brand. And when, tell me when, has a video game movie worked out?
Angry Birds was not bad, right?
Doesn't count. Mobile game.
Okay. There's got to be one that's going to be good to start with, though. There's got to be the first good one, right?
There's none out there.
Be. Seth, what's the funniest thing you can do, and what's the funniest thing you can do to Colby? The funniest thing I can do is probably ignore your existence, and the funniest thing I can do to Colby is tickle him on his knee.
I think he asked, what can I do? Funniest thing I can do would be stab Seth here, like with a knife, and watch bleed come out.
Yeah, that'd make me laugh. I'd laugh for days.
You dying.
Yep. Okay, next story then. That's about as much traction as I expected to get.
Yep.
All right, what about this photo of Christian Bale as Dick Cheney?
Does that man have, like, a problem with himself?
I don't know. He goes from skin and bones to giant with no problem.
It's like, I purposely take the roles to where you really need me to drastically change my appearance.
Yeah.
You want me to skin down to, like, 90 pounds? Sure.
Yeah, and then he bulks up as Batman.
And you want me to get ripped as shit? Okay. You want me to get super fat and play Dick Cheney out of nowhere? Sure.
Like, that can't be healthy, right?
No.
There's no way losing
the dude's
and getting
dying in, like, 5 years. Or right now after this movie.
I like how Pinella is still uppercasing my name. I mean, I kind of agree with Seth. There has to be one that starts a good train of video game movies. I mean, it took to The Dark Knight for superhero movies to be good. Yeah? See? I'm telling you, man. It's going to be one.
Was Dark Knight before Iron Man?
I think so.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dark Knight was 2007. Iron Man was 2008. Fairly certain. I could Google it.
So you're saying Spider-Man's not a good fucking comic book movie, man? You're saying that? X-Men? The first X-Men's not a good movie? Get out of here.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
Get out of here.
Dude, if I'm going to knock this out of the park right now, aren't I?
No.
My dates. Both 2008. They came out the same year.
See? Penelope, get your facts straight, bruh. Bruh.
Okay, well, so it was Iron Man was released on May 2nd, 2008.
Yep, it was first.
Dark Knight was July
3rd. It was first! Second!
Batman is a game, so that's a video game movie. I mean,
it was a comic book first.
Yeah,
so.
I would say whatever the medium was that began it,
is what
that is.
Mainly
that's the type
is,
of movie
yeah.
it is. Yeah,
but like, I mean, if you take Assassin's Creed, that was nothing other than a video game before the movie came out.
What video game movie? Like, what, didn't Aaron Paul make Need for Speed a couple years
and
ago?
It was terrible.
Was it bad?
Oh yeah,
because Aaron Paul
is
really
been a
talented.
Sequel to it, so yeah, it was bad.
What
and
else
you
has there been?
Know that they would do a sequel to that. It would be a Fast and the Furious competitor.
That's probably what they tried to do,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
1,000%.
Let's see. Let's just do a list of video game movies real quick. List of films based on video games. Wikipedia comes through. I'm so sad they keep making Hitman movies and they are so bad. That's another big franchise.
Oh my
God, there's going to be so many. What about, okay, so here we go. Here's this giant list.
Oh God.
So, Super Mario Brothers, that's the original one. Double Dragon, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. You know, I heard that the new Mortal Kombat is actually pretty good because it doesn't take itself too seriously. Yeah. Never seen it. Don't know, Chad, if any of you have seen it, but I've heard
know.
It's not bad. Tomb Raiders. Tomb Raider's not good,
when's
right?
When's the newest Mortal Kombat?
I don't know. I'm sure it's on the list somewhere.
Oh,
Resident Evil. Resident Evil wasn't great either, right?
Yeah, the like, fans of the game don't like them.
Right. Lara Croft in Resident Evil, I feel only people go see because there's hot chicks in it.
Yeah.
And they're shooting guns. Like, those two movies have things in common. It's supernatural events,
action.
Hot chicks, and boobs, yeah. or guns, yeah. and also boobs, but guns as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the two big things, right? Which new one? The YouTube miniseries? I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's been like a major release for Mortal Kombat in a while.
Doom was terrible. That's the one with the
Doom
Rock.
Doom was the best movie I've ever seen in my life. The Rock, yeah. And then Bones from Star Trek.
As I see things, we're gonna watch the Rampage trailer here in a second.
Oh God,
I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
yet. It's literally in my tabs up here.
Don't, man.
Blood Rain. I didn't even know that was a movie. That's insane. Silent Hill. Dead or Alive?
I heard Silent Hill was a good one, I feel like. The very first Silent Hill, I feel like, was well-received. That's the one with the big old, like, pyramid face guy, right?
Silent Hill? No idea.
I feel like that's the one with the big pyramid face guy. I could be wrong, but...
Let's see. It's 31 out of 100 on Metacritic. So, critics didn't like it. Chat says it's decent. Chat says it's decent. Pyramid Head, yes, there you go, dude.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good job, you knew things.
I know things. There was a Far
Hitman.
Cry movie?
Far Cry?
What?
Okay, that's not real, though.
Yeah, that's a B movie.
Like, this is, yeah, it's a Uwe Boll movie. Like, that's not real. Max Payne, that had Mark Wahlberg in it.
That's probably, like, the biggest, right?
I would think so, right? Oh, Prince of Persia, that had
Jake
Gyllenhaal in it. That was a big one.
That was really panned for the whole whitewashing.
Oh, my God, dude. The Rotten Tomato score is literally right here, guys. So Max Payne is 16%. Prince of Persia is 36%. Resident Evil Afterlife, 23%, 30%. Silent Hill got a sequel. 7% for it.
Yeah.
The Need for Speed, 22%, dude. Warcraft. Warcraft was a good video game movie.
I enjoyed it, but then again, I don't play Warcraft.
Right. I think most people didn't take it seriously because it's Warcraft,
right.
And it's nerds, and it's people who look like me in a theater that don't
shower.
I mean,
the acting was a little off, but
they spent too much money on the orcs.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah, they did, for sure.
Like, if they would have had, like, a $20 million extra budget to get some decent actors, that movie would have been way better.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a few on this list with big names.
Right, Assassin's Creed, that was a letdown.
Michael Fassbender.
That was a letdown, though. Not that good. It wasn't bad.
Angelina Jolie.
It wasn't bad.
Prince of Persia, Jake Gyllenhaal, Max Payne, Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, so this Tomb Raider here, that's the one we watched a trailer for on the show, and
right.
The trailer just looked bad.
Yes.
Like, it was corny as all get out.
What the fuck? Pokemon's Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be straight flame, as my brother would say. It's literally Pikachu wearing a detective hat, and he goes around Tokyo solving crimes, so that's gonna be great.
That's a good one.
Minecraft movie. That's nuts. Makes sense. The Pokemon movies have all been good, but they're made by Nintendo, so that's a little different.
How is a Minecraft movie gonna work, man?
Dude, that's the same thing I have with, like, a Super Mario movie.
Like, it's literally just, like, you should just screenshot the game.
The problem is that all these video game movies, like Angry Birds, kind of fell into this trap.
It's not even on that list.
That's a good point. It's a mobile game. You called it, dude. Angry Birds kind of fell into this trap. They make so many inside jokes, like, on purpose to be like, we're a video game movie.
Yeah.
You know, like in Angry Birds, they make jokes that, like, the white bird poops eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we get it. Like, they kind of dumb it down, you know?
Not a big fan.
Like, the reason, like, The Dark Knight worked, and, like, I don't want The Dark Knight Detective Pikachu, all right?
But,
I understand there's a difference in tonality, but, like, The Dark Knight didn't try to be a superhero movie. It tried to be a great movie that had Batman as the central character.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to try to make a great movie with Mario as a central character?
Right.
I don't think you are.
What would be a good video game to make into a movie? I think, this just came to me as I asked it. I really don't have this in mind. God of War?
Yeah, that'd be a cool
series.
That
would be pretty sick to see.
Well, they're making a Call of Duty movie.
Are they?
Yeah, because Activision just got a film, like, just started a film
production.
Studio.
Okay.
You know, like, Ubisoft's had one for a while.
Yeah.
And now Activision has one. The first one they're going to do is Call of Duty. Like, Blizzard, I mean, obviously Warcraft, I think. Colby just asked the hardest question. I agree, dude. Well, and, like, some video games are better as TV shows. Like, I would, like, The Witcher, I think, deserves a movie, but it's better as a 13-hour episode series, you
know?
I mean,
I've never even played it. I've barely seen anything about it, but the one game that you reference all the fucking time, Robot
Horizon,
AI.
Horizon Zero Dawn,
yeah, would be pretty cool.
Like,
too.
But that's another that one you could probably do as a movie,
right? Because I'm trying to think of ideas of worlds that would be good to
right.
visit,
Horizon,
and that you can make a story into.
Yeah, Horizon
than,
works because it's in our world,
right?
Like The Witcher would be hard to do a movie
around a
because
game
you would have
plot.
To introduce a world and the entire character set and the plot in a 2-hour long movie. That would be tough. Horizon you could probably do because it takes place in our world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a pretty simple concept to get right off the bat, too. It's like, okay,
Hitman should be a great... Hitman would be a great series, dude. I totally agree with that. Hitman would be an amazing... And they got Timothy Oliphant. Wasn't he in old Justice? What was the name of that where he's the sheriff?
Justified.
Yeah.
Like that was a great TV show.
Exactly. So we know he can do it. And that's the thing. It's like the Star Wars thing. Like, you know that Ewan McGregor's a good actor. He's just bad because he's in Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, it's the bad movie director. We can't work out the minutia with the planet type of thing. You know?
Yeah.
It's that same thing with, like, the people who make video game movies. I feel like they get the B-League. And I feel like they tried really hard with Assassin's Creed.
Right.
And the problem is, like, we weren't doing a show then. But, I was telling internally, like, Warcraft and Assassin's Creed, to me... I'm amazed we're still getting video game movies, because those two were like, we're going to take video game movies seriously for once.
Give them a huge budget.
We're going to give them a budget, we're going to give them talent, and we're going to put them out in big screens and mass release, and both of them were badly received.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, if either of those had knocked it out of the park, I think people would have taken video game movies seriously to start with.
Right.
And now we're back to Minecraft, Untitled Sonic the Hedgehog, the Rampage trailer, which we should just watch.
That's a game?
You don't know Rampage, dude?
Uh-uh.
Rampage the game is one of the most fun things I ever did as a kid.
Well, let me tell you that it's produced by the same guy who did San Andreas. Actually, directed by the same guy who did San Andreas.
Which, as far as disaster movies
also
go, one of the better
Rock.
Ones.
Also stars The Rock. And looks like they filmed it at the same time, except one includes Gigantic Ape.
Let me go to YouTube and search some Rampage the game footage. Can my chair be louder, by the way? And the actors never look like the characters. See, I think Warcraft tried to do that a little bit, I think. And Assassin's Creed wasn't too bad. It's just the plot was so overdramatic in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You know? Rampage game.
I don't know. You spent so much... It wasn't like in the movie where you're like, I'm in the Animus, I'm in Now Day.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I got to do this one mission in the old school times, you know.
Assassin's Creed is another thing I think would have been better as a TV series. Okay, so in Rampage, you can play as a giant gorilla, a giant alligator, or a giant wolf.
Right.
And basically, you just climb buildings and smash things, okay? And it's got hilarious animations. Like, see, he just picked up, ate that person who had flamethrower, breathed it out of his mouth, you know, he's just punching, you know? And, like, when he dies, he's going to have, like, a big boo-boo.
This was a game?
Yeah, dude. And then they made an updated version for the GameCube, which was also fantastic. Right here. Rampage World Tour, dude. This is, like, it right here, dude. Look at this, dude.
So, basically, you just go around destroying stuff until you're stopped?
Yes. That's literally what it is. There's just levels, you try to make it through the levels, and they get increasingly more and more difficult. And it's multiplayer. So you can have three people on the screen just punching stuff constantly. And you can, like, stop in the middle of the game and have fights with each other instead. Like, see, he could eat that burger and fries right there to get health. See, his foot's on fire, like, LOL, dude.
That's weird. And they were like, they saw that, and were like, yeah, let's make a movie about that.
Well, let's go ahead and check out that trailer. Like,
yeah, you watched this trailer. I watched it today.
Okay.
And, oh my God.
It's weird.
I was very
confused.
You like
hanging out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued
Jumanji.
George when he was 2 years old. George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Serious, dude.
It's a serious movie.
George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet pushing 1,000.
The Rock should always be talking to a monkey.
What's happening
in whatever
to my
movie
friend?
He's in.
Right?
I feel like he just fits.
Editing. He's like talking to Vin Diesel.
Incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
I mean, up till this point, it could be Planet of the Apes.
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Incoming!
Isn't that one guy?
What is this movie? quote one guy.
Like the guy that can be exchanged for Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
Having George on that plane is,
you know, or Godzilla.
Mistake.
Or King Kong. It looks exactly the same.
I think we'll be all right.
I don't care if you are a 9-foot gorilla. If you get shot with a gun, it's gonna hurt.
Let's go save the world.
Oh, Negan, yeah, from Walking
Dead.
Coming
back to me. Coming back.
That's the worst green screen I've ever seen.
You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're gonna put him down.
Yeah, that's what you do when you have an ape destroying a city.
If you have the military, that's the problem with these serious movies. It doesn't make sense.
George! It's the best acting I've ever seen from The Rock. Wait for this.
Oh, okay, it's still going.
There's something in the river.
Oh, is this the gator?
Yeah.
So all three of them
just
are there.
Thinking the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
Oh, it's crocodile. I'm sorry, chat. Triggered.
Also, there's this weird scene, I feel like, after this title card.
420 blazing, bro!
Wait for it. And
oh,
then
my
this.
God, there's more?
No, literally, it's just a helicopter shot, and nothing happens, and then it just cuts away. You tell me why that's there.
I don't know.
They forgot
know.
About that ending little bit.
They forgot about Dre. They did. They left it in editing. You're totally right.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay, Negan, this is weird.
Things.
A relative of mine is producing this movie. The Rock and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I just realized it's based on an old video game. I got my childhood. I used to rent this game from Blockbuster. That's literally what I did, dude. I literally rented this game from Blockbuster.
That's ridiculous.
I used to play this game with my mom. Like, that's how fun this game was, is that my mom and I would play this game and die laughing because it was so much fun. Stupid fun.
Like, they literally think that, like, stoners are gonna be like, it's 420, you wanna go see a movie?
The problem, okay,
let's
here's,
go see Rampage.
Here's the problem. You don't remember Rampage.
No.
So, obviously, there's, like, this... We're 6 years separated in age.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's something... So, this target is for me and older, okay? Because I would say if there's 6 years and you don't know it, I'm at the very end
I also
of old enough
to
know
it. I wasn't a GameCube guy. I was Xbox, PS2, but
well,
I didn't
that's
really
PS3.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Or PS2?
Then.
Might have been PS2. If it was GameCube, it was PS2.
Definitely not then.
Yeah.
I don't recognize it at all.
So, like...
And out of all the video games, that one. You picked that one.
Well, and it looks nothing like the video game.
Ah.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Are you kidding me? Our show Inception Hog?
So great.
I love this inside joke. It's great.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. This is the best.
So I did the exact same hog, face man. There hog. That I just did. I leaned back and bit my finger, chat.
Taco Bell all the time, man.
God.
I don't know, dude.
Show Inception, man.
Dude, how dare you?
I don't even know what's happening.
You're getting me, though.
Which
I did not.
Old?
I did not expect that, yeah. Man. You got
he
me again.
He got you with that.
I don't know how he's going to get me every week. I mean, yeah. Honestly, I just click links with reckless abandon. So, I mean, yeah. He could literally paste this. Like, it could say... image.com/bigpigpicture and I'd still click it and get got by it every week, but
get got. Don't get got, man.
Oh my
you
god.
Get got.
I just don't understand why would they make the movie if they don't make it for me?
You tell me why Hollywood does anything nowadays. I really don't get it.
I can't tell you.
I really don't. It's all money.
I'm not gonna go see it.
But yeah, who the hell's gonna go see that? Rock fans?
I'm a Rock fan! I love The Rock!
In everything? So you don't like Doom, but you're a Rock fan?
That's before he was Dwayne.
Shut up.
Actually,
he was
I've
the Rock all the time.
I've never seen
yeah,
Doom.
You
the only thing
like
I remember
it.
From Doom is the gun in the middle of the screen and going back and forth and shooting things, and I'm like, no.
That was a good, like, 5-minute bit, but that was the only time it happened.
I feel like Doom came out when we were doing our show, the OG version of our show, in May of 2008 through...
No way.
I think
it did. It was like 2005,
I kind of remember talking with you about it, though.
I mean, I probably brought it up because I like the damn movie because, one, it's hilarious, and two, it's great.
2005, yeah, we wouldn't have known each other then.
Yep. If you ever want to have a fun time
Wait,
drinking,
Rosamund Pike is in that movie? Dude, are you kidding me?
Who?
She's, like, one of the biggest actresses now. Like, she's in the new Christian Bale Hostiles movie. She was
yeah.
Gone Girl.
Yeah, she's in it. She's the doctor. Mm-hmm.
Chad, this is a blast from the past right here, okay? First of all, look at how bad trailers are now in 2005.
The final 10% of the human genome has just been discovered.
We need an announcer to announce everything about the plot.
Has broken loose.
Dude, this was so good.
A call for help has gone out.
Game time.
Was that Carl Urban?
We're going in hot.
Bones, man.
Breeze, kill it.
Carl Urban and The Rock. This movie's great. This was also like Carl Urban's one of his first. This was before Dread, which is also a fantastic movie. You ever seen Dread?
No. It's but I've heard really it's real. I've heard that's good. From people I trust, not you.
You can't really trust me when I like Doom, man. There's a BFG in it, a big fucking gun.
Well, yeah, that's in Doom. That makes sense. That's Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude. Oh, here comes the first-person shot, right? They show it in the trailer. Right? Do they not?
Doubtful.
I guess not. I remember seeing it, though. Here it is. Here's the scene. All right, here we go, Chad. There better not be nudity here.
No, there's...
Oh, my God.
It is so loud. Yeah, that's about all I need of that. That's about all I need of that.
I really wonder if that was like a one-take kind of thing. If they figured out how to do like fades and transitions.
What movie turned into good video games?
Spider-Man.
There's some out there. I know people talk about them.
Spider-Man 2 is pretty good. Battlefront 2, the OG Battlefront 2. It's pretty good.
What?
The OG Battlefront 2?
Oh, you talking about like Star Wars games? Oh, GoldenEye. GoldenEye 007. That's a big one.
The Star Wars games.
Oh, here's just a list on here's just a list that Google gives me. The Warriors, that's a good that's a good game. That was by Rockstar. Dude, this Enter the Matrix game. Did you ever play that Enter the Matrix game?
That was legit.
That game was
bullet
awesome,
time,
dude.
Yeah,
but you just put infinite bullet time on that, dude. Mm-hmm. Dude, that was the greatest
Cheats
game
for
ever.
Days, man. That
I kind of remember
sick.
These Lord of the Rings games being kind of good too.
Yeah,
and you know, Shadow
Lord
of Mordor
of
and Shadow of War are mm-hmm. still good. Spider-Man 2 for sure. Fictional says in chat. Makes sense.
I mean, all the what are the Batman games called? Batman, the new ones, Asylum.
Yeah. But those,
like
I would
that.
Say those are based off of comics still.
Yeah.
So let's do by Rotten Tomatoes here. Sorting by Rotten Tomatoes score. Oh, it literally took me to Rotten Tomatoes. Got to click this. The number one, 36% is the highest rated video game movie according to Wikipedia. Prince of Persia, and then the latest Resident Evil. And then Mortal Kombat from 1995.
Wow.
The worst one ever is Tekken. Alone in the Dark, and called Mortal Kombat after the mother Mortal Kombat.
Are you telling me it got a zero?
It got a 0%. Yeah. That's what it says. I mean, these are all movies, though. I mean, just because it doesn't... I guess it... Like, see, this is Japan only. Maybe Rotten Tomatoes didn't review it.
Yeah,
you know,
that
could be.
But still, 1%, that's pretty bad.
Categories. Video games based on movies. Alien. Oh, the Alien franchise
Austin
is good?
Austin Powers
okay,
games?
Okay, so
what?
As I see things in the chat, says The Matrix, Scarface, Godfather, The Lord of the Rings, and King Kong, when you get to play as Kong, were all good games. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I ever played the Godfather games, but I saw...
I heard that they were good, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just so many, like, things, you know? But there's... I mean, that goes to show you there's not really any classic movie games or games based on movies. Like, there's no, like, you gotta play this game type of thing, right?
What now?
Like, I say you've got to play The Witcher 3, you know?
Right.
You've got to play Grand Theft Auto 5. You got to play... Like, there's games that you got to play before you
there's
die.
There's no iconic ones,
right.
No, yeah. I would say you got to play Spider-Man. I mean, nothing is cool...
Have you seen the trailer for the new Spider-Man?
Yes,
okay.
And it looks sick as shit.
Yeah, it looks great.
I mean, anytime I can fly around Manhattan on webs, I'm down.
Thank you, baby.
I'm diggity down.
I'm out of eggnog now, though.
Uh-oh.
Spider-Man 2 is a must-play. I don't think I've ever played that. What system is that for? Fictional?
PS2. Xbox.
I don't have either of those systems. I wonder if I can find a ROM of it.
I mean, it might be on the PS Store now.
That could be. That could be, but I'd have to buy it. Harry Potter video games? Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets has music scored by the same guy who scores all the Elder Scrolls games. He's like the Hans Zimmer of video games is what people call... Or the John Williams of video games.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the score for Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets video game is better than John Williams' score for the movie. That's what people say.
I think that's the only one I played.
Harry
when
Potter?
I played that one vigorously, was Chamber of Secrets.
Video games based on The Hunt for Red October 3.
What?
Indiana Jones video games. Oh my god, I played one of the Indiana Jones ones. Which one was it?
Indiana Jones game?
It might have been the Lost Kingdom. No, I think it was the Infernal Machine. I think it was the Infernal Machine. Is this a GameCube game? Is this Game Boy Color? Nope.
Game Boy Color.
maybe it was the Lost Kingdom.
Oh. Back
nope, Commodore 64. I don't know.
Backlit screens.
There was one that came out for the GameCube that I played. I remember it was so hard. I couldn't ever beat it. Emperor's 2. Dude, I heard that sloshing in my ear, and I'm very disturbed by it. Yeah, no.
Van Helsing. I feel like I played that.
Van Helsing.
I want to agree with that.
See, if that game's good, that movie was terrible.
You fucking Dawkins.
Right?
Whatever his name is.
Dude,
now.
Why do you take all my movies, why do you always take them personally?
I'm just saying,
Hugh Jackman? All right, the man who directed Van Helsing also directed The Mummy 1 and Mummy 2, which are some of my favorite movies ever, all right? Okay? So when I knock Van Helsing, I do not do it lightly, because Hugh Jackman is a treasure, and so is Steven Sommers, okay? So you back up.
There's like a side character that was funny in that movie. I forget who it was.
It's Jonathan. No, wait, that's The Mummy.
I feel like it was like Frankenstein or something like that.
I don't know, dude.
It was good.
You remember The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? That movie with Sean Connery?
I remember it. I don't remember anything about the plot, but yes, I recall that happening.
It was him and the guy from, and Nemo from 20,000 Leagues Beneath the Sea, mm-hmm. and Van Helsing was in it, the guy with the painting. Remember, if he saw his own reflection, he'd die. The Invisible Man was in it. Dude, what was that? What was the 90s, dude? That was a weird time.
It was a fun time.
Hollywood's
right?
been messed up forever.
Yeah, it really
That's
has.
That's what it is.
It really has.
I think now the problem is I don't think Hollywood's changed, and we just have more options.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I guess we go see Van Helsing this weekend, or we stare at our car in the parking lot. There's only two things you can
right.
do. Now there's lots of other things.
That makes sense. I would agree with that.
And Hollywood never really adapted. They're like, what do people like? Well, 10 years ago, they were watching giant gorillas destroy New York, so how about this year we have giant gorillas destroy Chicago, and a crocodile is also there? There's a game like that. Oh, what's it called? It's called Rampage. Great title. The only problem is there's also a wolf. Oh, perfect. Wolf, crocodile, and a gorilla. Let's print it. Get Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He never says no.
He never does. He never does.
How does he have enough time? When's he going to run for president, man? He's making all these movies.
He's never going to. Hopefully for us, but never going to.
Dude, it's just silly, dude.
It really is. I wonder what the budget of that movie is.
It's gonna be stupid high. I guarantee you that.
What else could you have made with that money?
You could given it to charity. Would have been better. Be totally
could
honest.
Have built a smart city, man.
Let's see. The budget is not listed on here.
That's because they don't want you to know how much they spent on this shit ass film.
Yeah, look at this dude. I can't believe that. Yeah, Joe Manganiello in it, and so is the guy who plays Negan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Wikipedia literally says, a government agent with an attitude.
Stupid. I can't. The villainess who infects a gorilla. Well, there you go. You gave it away. You gave the plot away right there.
Oh my god, dude. Oh, now we won't know.
Now we won't know how that movie ends.
We won't know, dude.
Wow.
Okay, let's switch subjects, and let's chat drags us back to it. Cards Against Humanity buys a plot of land on the U.S.-Mexico border to block the border wall.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I've heard it, yes.
I have not seen this video. Have you seen this video?
I have not.
Let's watch it.
In the early part of the 21st century, Donald Trump had just been elected President of the United States. The American Empire was in decline. After decades of global supremacy, the people had become lazy.
This could be our intro.
And stupid.
Really, it could.
This could be our intro.
If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
The country seemed to be hanging by a thread.
Kelly Osbourne just told your then, shit off.
A small card game company in Chicago, Illinois, known as Cards Against Humanity, launched a bold campaign to save America. These scrappy comedy writers would come to be hailed as saviors by the American people. they stopped Trump's border wall, solved the problem of fake news, and ended the creeping scourge of homework.
The struggle was real.
They're claiming a lot of
Things
stuff.
Just kept getting worse. And then...
I think this is supposed to take place in the future.
Cards Against Humanity announced this crazy holiday marketing campaign.
Well, I feel like I'm watching the intro to Interstellar.
Yeah, a little bit. Hold the dust.
Hold the dust. That's all you could get.
Cards Against Humanity purchased acres of land on the U.S.-Mexico border.
I hope my land has horse on it.
Build a wall on it. They retained a law firm to fight the United States government and prevent them from ever building the wall.
Everyone who signed up for the promotion was given a small portion of the land. That way, together, they owned it. The government would have to take them to court and fight in order to put up the wall. Now, this was just day one of the campaign.
They won't do that.
There were still five more days. Five more days of incredible surprises, all for just $15.
So how did the promotion work? It was simple. People used the internet, a popular technology at the time, and typed in www.cardsagainsthumanitysavesamerica.com to sign up.
Their marketing is so good.
What
it's
would
so
follow
good.
Was an incredible barrage of gifts and surprises that captured the heart of a nation.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, so here's what Cards Against Humanity did. Okay? They bought an amount of land on the border, and they retained a law firm who specializes in eminent domain.
Right.
Because the government can come in and seize land based on eminent domain if they require it for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, as official player in chat says, stop the wall, he's president. Like, he can do what he wants. And, like, the thing is, though... If Congress passes it, eminent domain literally means the government can come in and say, we could take your land.
Right.
But Cards Against Humanity bought this thing. They're going to parcel it out in inch by inches to people. They retained the law firm for these people. So, like, if I owned a piece of this land, the U.S. government would have to take me to court, have all the paperwork done and everything to instigate or enforce eminent domain.
Right.
Nothing can stop them from doing that.
Right.
The point is, the lawyers slow it down long enough that by the time it gets done, Donald Trump's no longer president. And this stuff wouldn't happen because we assume the next president won't want a giant wall on the border.
Right.
That's the idea behind it. It's brilliant in the dumbest way possible.
Yeah. I mean, it may work for... One, I don't think the wall's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
They're going to allocate money and then reinforce the fence that's already there.
Yes.
Because you can't build a wall over rivers, you can't build a wall over mountains, and those things are all across the Mexico-US border.
I don't think so. I think
border.
It's flat and straight.
No, it's perfect for wall building, right? Just got this one, like, 20-foot-wide section that just is flat, straight across. You know the borderline on all the maps?
Uh-huh.
That's actually a flat... parallel, like, piece of land.
Yeah, like, I got this map.
Dips down.
I got this map of America, and, like, it's a rectangle.
Right.
So I assume the borders of America are a rectangle, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Yeah, dude. But, I don't know. I've taken part in two of the four.
Right.
Okay? The two I did not participate in was the one where they literally mailed you a dehydrated cow poop.
Yes, they sent you bullshit.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was literal poop.
Right.
Like, it was not a joke. And Cards Against Humanity, in their FAQs, they're very blunt. They're like, is this really going to be poop? And it said, yes, we're going to mail you dehydrated cow feces. And I'm like, I'm not going to send them $15 for dehydrated cow feces. The last one was last year's, which they claimed to be their last stunt,
mm-hmm.
which they literally just started digging a hole. Just for no reason, they started digging a hole. And you could go to a website and donate money, and every dollar you donated was a second of hole digging. And so they dug a hole for, like, 14 days straight, just digging a hole. That's all they did. And because they just call it throwing your money in a hole, because it was better to throw your money in a hole than go to Black Friday sales. Like, that was their idea. And they're like, this is our last hurrah. So they come out this year. This one I might actually take part in, because I'm not going to get poop.
And their gifts are usually hilariously awesome.
Yeah.
They're usually hilarious. And it's only $15.
Yeah, I saw something, I think, on Reddit today where it was like a pack of Cards Against Humanity and had a sticker on the outside and it says instant $1 rebate. And then you open the package and it's literally like a dirty dollar bill inside the package.
It's perfect, dude.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
They're amazing.
Yeah, well, and they're
very, very ballsy and very creative.
Well, and their whole thing's free. Yeah. Every card that they print is public domain. You can literally go and play Cards Against Humanity online 100% free, copyright free. They don't own their own game. They're doing it essentially for free.
Yeah.
They make all their money through these things and the people who buy it in Target and such.
It's crazy.
And the guy who founded it is like a very outspoken political figure.
Mm-hmm.
And unknowingly, all of these people who bought Cards Against Humanity just gave this guy millions of dollars. And so this is what he does now. I mean, how much work is it really to employ 15 really messed up people to write cards all day? I mean, what else are you doing?
Yeah, outsource the printing of cards.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's...
Like, if I didn't have friends or a family to impress, I could work for Cards Against Humanity. Like, if I didn't have to speak to my mother ever again and be like, yeah, Mom, I wrote a card about baby semen. Like, if I could show my face to people and say those things, I could work for Cards Against Humanity. It's in my brain enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, though, because that's kind of messed up. I don't know how these people go have.
You said I wasn't. I'm not.
I don't know how these
that.
People go to have Thanksgiving dinner. Like, what did you do at work
care.
Today? And they show this card that's like the Pope with his eye holes like open or something. You know, it's messed up stuff. Was you just doing a Pope with his eye holes? Oh, okay.
Did you see the GIF of the Pope doing the magic trick?
I don't think so.
It, like, okay, so he had an altar, right?
Okay.
Catholic altar, big old huge candle. What are they called?
Dude, you're
candle
a Catholic,
holders,
not me, dude.
Goblets, or some shit like that. A whole bunch of shit on this big old altar with a tablecloth underneath it.
Okay,
he just goes and grabs the tablecloth and he's like 1, 2, whoop, and just pulls it out. Nothing falls on top of the table. He's a fucking magician. He's like, oh, look at me! Well, I did a magic trick.
He is God on earth, dude.
Yeah. And then he also got a customized Lamborghini sent to him and blessed it, and then gave it to charity.
That's awesome, dude. That's what the people who
Pope
made Rampage should have done.
Out of control.
That's what
man.
Rampage people who made Rampage should have done.
Like, yeah.
You give Dwayne the Rock Johnson a charity. If I don't show up here ever again, just assume I did. Official player, I will miss you. Don't die. Don't die. I'm sorry your day's been so bad, dude. I hope it gets better.
Yeah. Bad days.
They suck. Colby had a bad day today.
Yeah, it was great.
That was the most depressed face I've ever seen. And you didn't mean to do it.
Nope.
That's the best part.
Nope.
As for a second, you thought about it. And that's how your face literally
don't
looked.
Don't want to talk about it. It's just going to make me mad.
Oh, here was the second thing I was talking about, correction. It wasn't really a correction to our show. It was more about Star Wars Battlefront 2. I'm sure everyone watching, and even you, because you're on Reddit now, have seen the calamity that is happening with Star Wars Battlefront and their stuff.
Yes.
So essentially, there's lots of stories here, but basically, okay, some foreign countries that have more strict gambling laws are now investigating EA for child gambling because of the
loot box.
Yeah, the loot box thing.
Right.
Well, and there's also, like, I think circulating on Reddit today. Is a GIF from Need for Speed, I think, that literally shows a slot machine, and like it's everything is a perk, like perk 1, perk 2, perk 3.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 10 perks on each wheel, and you literally stop each wheel like a slot machine, and that's your perk bundle.
And that's on Need for Speed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is also an EA game.
Wow.
So like people are like literally investigating EA now for.
Gambling,
yeah.
And promoting it to children.
Right.
Through Star Wars.
Right.
I don't see how it is not that.
Well, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a story about microtransactions being gambling, and you said it wasn't gambling.
Don't put words in my mouth. You don't know that.
I do know that. I was here. I was sitting here.
Pull up the clip. You
can't do that. That's too
exactly.
much work.
That's too much work, dude.
No.
Official Player Z says your day sounds fun, not bad, by
the way. It's different. It's different, like, on a mobile game that says you're going to get 1,200 coins.
But that's not
what
we...
And you're buying, and it's $5. You know what you're buying. You know what you're getting. There's no chance of luck in anything that you're buying.
Right.
But this, is absolutely luck because it's all RNG is depending on what you get. You can't control what you get.
But you're still getting something, which was your argument when you said this wasn't gambling, is that you get something regardless. Like when you go gamble, you can put a dollar in a slot machine and get nothing.
That's right. I remember that now.
But now, when you do microtransactions, you always get something. It may not be what you want. Because remember we had this article that talked about algorithms that Activision had that will put you in games with things that are acquired from microtransactions that you don't have. So you will be enticed to get them, and then once you get them, it'll put you in games where the things you got through those microtransactions excel, so you feel good about purchasing things, so you'll be inclined to purchase more. It's all psychology.
All right. Well, then I retract my damn statement.
Okay, so now you think it's gambling?
Because
they mess with your beautiful Star Wars?
No, because one, if it's a situation where you get, if you're buying it to get a bonus for your power,
okay,
to increase your damage, get a star card, get a unlocked character,
that's exactly
something
what
like that.
Doing, right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
If you're going for that and then end up getting a skin to change how your character looks, that is not what you're buying it for.
Okay.
And so you're not getting anything that you want once you pay
for it. But what if you buy 10, 9 of them give you stuff you didn't want, and then the last one does?
Then you won the slot machine.
So is that gambling, though?
That's what a slot machine is, yes.
It's well, no, because in
gambling.
A slot machine, if you put $10 in, you could only get $1 back. When technically in the game, you're getting $10 worth of loot, just $9 worth of the loot you actually didn't want.
I don't know.
That's what's so tricky about it, is it gambling or not? Because you are getting something, but the gambling aspect is, it's literally gambling, but it may not be the illegal type of gambling. Like, I'm going to buy, like, for example, if I don't get all of the emotes I want in Destiny 2 before December 5th, when they reset, on December 4th, I'm going to put $10, $20, however much it takes, into Eververse, buy Engram, so I get the stuff I'm missing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I put $10 in, and I get stuff I didn't have, but not the emotes that I want that I'm missing.
Right.
Did I just waste $10? Yeah, I did. But technically, they gave me items I didn't own for those $10 that I spent. Which is different than a slot machine, where if I put $10 in and I want to hit the jackpot, if I don't hit the jackpot, I just get nothing.
Right.
So the jackpot, it would be the equivalent of putting a dollar in, or putting $10 in to the slot machine and getting 10 cents back. Is that gambling? Because technically, you're getting something.
I mean, if it doesn't take 50 cents for you to win that 10 cents, then yeah, then no. Like, if you just put in $10 and go at it and then gives you 10 cents instead of 10 more dollars?
Well, I guess I just don't understand. Okay, so getting nothing from a slot machine, okay, these games you give real money to, they don't give you anything either. Like, they give you something that exists in a virtual reality.
Right.
Which, depending on who you talk to, is real or not real, okay? Like, the stuff I get in Destiny, it matters to me. Mm-hmm. So that makes it tangible, okay?
Sure.
But, like, someone would tell you if they won the jackpot on a slot machine for $500 that the $10,000 they've put into a slot machine over the last 5 years was worth it because they hit the jackpot last Tuesday.
Yeah.
So how do you define gambling when you could make an example for microtransactions on slot machines every which way?
I hate it.
You can make it for or against. So to me, that's gambling. What's the thing? If it barks like a dog, if it smells like a dog, if it pees like a dog, if it humps like a dog, I don't know if it's a dog.
It's
a
dog, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, if it feels like gambling.
It's 1,000% not ethical and not good for children to learn and be like, I'll get the things I want by randomly throwing a bunch of money at this thing that may or may not give me
what I
want.
Have you seen the StarCraft Blizzard ad that makes fun of it? Okay.
I didn't see the video, but I saw their tweets where it's like, everything's for free. I have to look at this.
It's worth derailing the show for. All right, and I get to put some self-promotion on here because I tweeted it.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Z.
Oh, look at this one also, by the way. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but
you're missing out on that.
There's more. What about this one where the pork's coming out of the guy's chest? How about that one?
That one's better.
What about this one? Groundhog. And the last one.
Oh, my.
Pretty good pork ones. Yeah, huh? Here it is right here. All right. This is one of my favorite videos, dude.
Dad, I'm getting wrecked. Can't I buy some stronger units?
Your grandfather didn't give his life just so his grandson could pay money to be good at something.
Dad, Grandpa's still alive.
Son, your legacy awaits.
Did you bedazzle Mom's engagement ring?
StarCraft II, the legendary competitive game, is now free to play.
If that thing's wrecked,
Like, it's so good, dude. It's so good. Like...
But, Dad, Grandpa's not dead.
Your grandfather did not die so you could pay money to be good. And that's, like, it's like the whole idea behind loot boxes, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, they just got real... They just got really jealous of mobile games, man. They were like, mobile? Why can't... Yeah, mobile. Kay. Mobile. I'm foreign now. Mobile games.
Yeah.
Yes. You put the thing on the mobile games.
When we read that article, we read that Activision made three...
Activision.
We're both...
contagious.
Well, apparently we drink, we turn into Russians.
Yep.
Activision made $3 billion
last year in
microtransactions. Alone. That doesn't count the amount of money they make off selling the games. And, like, see, I think, like... It's actually, it's funny. They got real jealous of Mobile, Alabama. Like, I think it's ridiculous because that StarCraft made that ad. Because there's a couple free-to-play Blizzard games. Like, Heroes of the Storm is free-to-play. Hearthstone is probably their most famous free-to-play. And it's all based on microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is free.
Right.
So you expect the developers to make their money back through... You buying things in the game, whether that be card packs or new heroes or whatever it is, okay? Yeah. StarCraft is now that way. You can buy it piecemeal. Like, you can buy separate campaigns. Like, I think you get one campaign free and you get all the multiplayer free, but if you want, like, more campaigns or something, you gotta pay money, okay? And, but Star Wars Battlefront 2 is $60. It is a full price game.
Yeah.
That then to unlock Darth Vader, like, I think Reddit said it was something like, 40 hours of, or like, it was like 400 hours of playtime, or like
4,100 hours.
4,100 hours of playtime.
Getting nothing else. So no other loot boxes,
right.
Nothing like that, to only buy Darth Vader.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's stupid.
That's an amazing amount of time.
But yeah.
How much time is that? Did anyone do the math? Let's do 4,100 hours. 4,100 hours divided by 8 hours in a day. It would take me more than a year of streaming that game. To get Darth Vader. It's 512 days, chat.
That's fucking crazy.
It would take a year and a half of me doing nothing but playing Battlefront every day on stream and not buying one loot box to get Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have that wrong.
You think it might be 410?
It might be everything unlocked for 400.
No. It was definitely just Darth Vader, the one I saw. If it was 410, it would take 51 days.
I don't know.
Which I don't know why I had to divide that. I could have just subtracted a digit.
Fictional, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, fictional says lock and lock.
Pretty sure. That was on Reddit.
Regardless,
page, but
512 days.
They want you to play for a year and a half so you can unlock the full game that you already paid $60 for. And it's because last year, or 2 years ago when Battlefront came out, like, people played it for a month and then stopped.
That's because there was nothing to do.
Yeah, well, have a fucking complete game and people might play it for longer than that.
But again, that's EA's fault.
Yes. I agree. It's a shit show. That's all I know.
But, like, and I'm glad that they're stopping them. Because if EA does this and gets away with it, then Activision will do it. Then Ubisoft will do it. Then Warner Brothers will do it.
Stopping shit.
You don't think so?
I mean, their stock took a dip.
I mean, this is really intense now.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's up to the point where mainstream media is talking about
right.
it. Once it gets off Reddit, it matters.
I don't know, in my opinion.
Reddit doesn't mean nothing.
It could definitely fucking amount to something, but they had their AMA today.
Yeah, no one cared.
And no one...
They just gave vague responses to the thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically it was like, we'll take your advice into consideration, but anything that has to do with
right,
money
like,
is
I read the summary,
stay.
And, like, someone summarized it. Like, it wasn't the official summary. Someone summarized it. It was like, basically they said they will look at progression and making that easier, but they're not changing anything about microtransactions or the way you unlock things.
Right.
Because that's how they make their money.
Yep. Yep. And you would think that $60 a game per every million, the millions of people that are going to buy that is already $60 million or so much.
Yeah.
And that's not.
I mean,
enough.
I don't necessarily disagree with microtransactions. Like, we've had this on the show. I mean, Fictional said he doesn't like them at all. Like, even in mobile, he said he doesn't buy them.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, me, I think I'm fine with microtransactions if, one, they're not pay to win, because I don't like it when someone can buy something that makes them better at the game. That's not fair. I don't like that. And if so, they're totally cosmetic and they're unnecessary. And you feel like you're getting like no duplicates, you know, like if there's a system that says you're not going to get the same thing multiple times in a row.
Right.
And then there's in-game currency where you can buy it. I feel like those are fair things because the price, like, games are the same price now as they were in 2005. And the cost to make games, like, we looked at Rampage for the GameCube. You bought that game for the same price that you bought Destiny 2 for. Okay, you can't tell me that it took the same amount of money to make Rampage as it did Destiny 2. So costs have definitely gone up to make games when the base price of games have stayed relatively the same. Okay, so I think it's okay to have microtransactions if Destiny 2 keeps adding new multiplayer maps for free and keeps adding new events for free and adds new armor and stuff for free. That's totally fine. You know, when they bring Sparrow Racing back in December, that's awesome. That's what my microtransaction money went to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like any of that's happening for Battlefront at all. None of that's going to happen. And then also, the other side of that coin is, which is on Fictional's side, which is, but the number of people buying games has definitely gone up. Fictional says that's also true. And my point, like, to be, I think fighting on Fictional's side is, like, The Witcher 3 had two paid DLCs, no microtransactions anywhere in the game, and the game takes 200 hours conservatively to beat. Like, if you're running through the game, it's 200 hours of gameplay.
And that's everything.
And that's everything.
Right.
And then you can, and then the replayability is there because you can redo it on, because there's different, you choose different things and go down different quest lines than you did before. You can say yes to things you said no to before and have a different playthrough on a different difficulty. So you can get 400, 600 hours out of the game and there's no microtransactions. And with a game where the script is that thick, like, you can't tell me that the cost of that game, that probably costs more than Destiny 2 to make, and there's no loot boxes in it.
Yeah.
So they're not struggling for money, any of these companies.
Shits.
Right, that's what it is. It's like, we can make $3 billion, CD Projekt Red only made $500 million, you know?
It's capitalism.
It is.
I mean,
that's how it works. So
if you're gonna offer me $60 million compared to $3 billion, what do you think I'm going to fucking take?
Right.
The billions.
Right. And the only way that the capitalism gets pushed back on is when people stop participating, stop buying things.
Yeah.
And with Battlefront, I mean, I don't understand anyone who pre-orders games anymore.
Oh, I don't either.
I don't get it.
Like, I feel like No Man's Sky kind of hit that limit, and then it was like,
right.
Well, no.
Like, that was, I think, the most recent one where people were like, don't pre-order games.
Right.
Why would you pre-order a game? It's not like it's 1995 anymore.
Well, yeah, it used to be Black Ops. Black Ops was like the first one.
Right.
Or the second one, probably. Probably the second one was sold out.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
That does not happen. You can find day one editions of Call of Duty 2 months after it came out.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to get games now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mario came out on, like, 2 weeks ago Friday. Okay?
Right.
And we were like, I was like, oh, no. You know, I was thinking in my head, like, a 14-year-old, like, oh, they got a midnight release on Thursday. I wonder if I should go pick that up. And I'm like, no, I can go into Best Buy at 10 o'clock when it opens, walk up to a shelf and grab it and leave. Because games are abundant.
Well, also, I feel like there's a lot more places that carry video games.
And there's digital copies never run out.
Yeah, that's
and they're
a great
the same price,
too.
You know? I've been waiting for Mount and Blade 2 for years, and I still won't buy a day one at its earliest. Yeah, why would you? There's no reason.
There's no reason now, no. It used to be before you could download it off the internet or before, you know, there was a Best Buy, Walmart on every damn corner selling video games day one,
right.
As well as GameStops, as well as all these
other places.
Well,
and some of the game industries have caught on to this because, like, I think Assassin's Creed Origins did this where, like, if you pre-ordered, you got more stuff than people who didn't pre-order.
Right.
And, like, it's not like you, like, if you pre-ordered the deluxe edition of Destiny, you got, like, a bag and a pen and all that stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you get a weapon in-game that you only get through pre-ordering.
Yes.
It's like that type of thing. And they did that for Destiny.
Yeah,
they did
too.
That. They gave you an emote and a couple emblems or something and a sword for pre-ordering.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, I mean, there are rewards for pre-ordering.
But yeah, it's not worth it.
No. Obviously, I'm the biggest Destiny fan ever, and I scrapped that PSN account and started a new one. I don't even have my emblems for playing Destiny 1 as much as I did.
Yeah.
Because it's not a big... No one cares. Yep. No one cares. The only thing you care about, and this I think is why they're doing it, is that guy's sniper rifle is better than mine. How'd he get it? Oh, he paid $10 and got in a loot box. That's what I have to do. It's the pay to win stuff.
Yep.
And it's greed. Because Bungie, I think, is perfectly happy with their loot box system. They probably make enough money for Bungie.
Right.
They could make more if they also put an exotic weapon in there you can only get through a loot box. And that's a slippery slope of where do you draw the line, dude?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it is where you draw the line. Because, I mean, Battlefront, I heard, like, just the grind hours, like we were talking about for Darth Vader, to unlock it naturally in the game with in-game currency, is way too fucking long.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. We want to, that EA response on Reddit. It was like, we want to give you pride and accomplishment for completing it.
It's everywhere now.
I saw
That's the best new meme.
I saw it over Kevin Spacey. It was like, I just wanted to give kids pride and accomplishment for work.
I see that in comments for things that have nothing to do with video
games. It's great, man.
Pre-order bonuses have been around forever, too. I get why companies like pre-order numbers prove sales beforehand looks great, but there's no possible way for pre-orders to be worth it. I totally agree with you. I mean, there's very few games I will pre-order. Very few. Like, Destiny, I think, is the only one because I wanted those pre-order emblems. Like, if the next CD Projekt Red comes out, Red game that comes out, which is, what is the name of that? Steampunk, sci-fi punk 2077, whatever it is, all right, I might pre-order that one just because I love CD Projekt Red and I love what they do. Like, I would never pre-order an Ubi game or an EA game or probably even a Nintendo game. Like, why would I?
Yeah.
Longevity should be the in-game content and not in the grind for in-game cosmetics, guns, etc. Yeah, that's literally Cyberpunk. That's it. Thank you, Fictional. Cyberpunk 2077. I knew it was something punk 2077. Longevity should be the game content and not in the grind for in-game cosmetics. I mean, that's literally what I'm doing in Destiny 2. Like, this weekend, tomorrow, they're doing the Clarion Call. It's brand new in Destiny 2. And it's a double XP weekend. And you have to play with someone in your friends group, your clan group, in order to get double XP. And I want to do it because the only thing I'm missing in the game are cosmetic items you get through Bright Engrams, which you get every time you level up.
Okay.
So double XP means I can earn Bright Engrams twice as fast as normal. Now see, and they reset on December 5th. Like, they put a date on it. It's like, the things you want, you can only get up to December 5th, and there's a whole new set of things. So, like, if I want the emote where the dude drips salt, like, I need that emote, okay? I need it!
You don't need
it. I need it, man!
You really don't need that.
Dude, I literally need it.
I need this beer, so I get you.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Like, that's... I need it. Like, that's all I'm doing in Destiny. It's sad.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's sad. And I'm glad that you guys get that. Okay? I'm glad that you guys get that. Because, like, today I was playing with... I'm sure some of you were watching the stream in the afternoon. I was playing with Tillerpug, one of my in-real-life friends who used to play on Xbox and got PlayStation, literally to play with me, and I feel bad about it. And I was playing with him, and I feel bad talking trash about Destiny because he's like me 2 years ago. He just wants to play.
Right.
And to me, I play for a living. So, like, I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have 98% of the things you can get in the game, I have. Everything you need to be good, I got months ago. All the stuff that I have just to be like, I have everything, I have 98% of that stuff. And so I complain. Like, he's like, why aren't you playing? And I'm like, there's nothing for me to do. Like, there's nothing for me to do. The only thing I have to do is to chase these cosmetic items. And, like, I feel like when I say that to him, he looks at me like, why don't you just play for fun, man? And I just want to be like,
yeah.
There's no fun in not accomplishing anything. Like, that's like people who go to the gym and work their legs. Like, what's the point, dude? What are you going to do, have
Get
legs?
Get bigger legs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so you can go home and go, wow, my legs!
I can kick you in the face harder.
That was what I did earlier, remember that?
What?
Kicked you in the face.
Yeah,
your foot came at you, dude.
It did. Yeah. Touched my nose.
Yep. So, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I saw, like, fans of Destiny 2. There was a meme. It was like, can't get tired of it when you didn't play the first game. Can't get tired of the recycled content.
Right.
Because you didn't play the first game.
Right. Well, I was telling a guy in my chat today who asked if he should get Destiny. I was like, did you play Destiny 1? He's like, no. And I'm like, you probably like Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Because part of the problem is Destiny 1 was so grindy, there was always something to chase. They got rid of that in Destiny 2. And so people who really like Destiny 1 for that aspect really don't like Destiny 2. Like, for me, Destiny 2, like, I love collecting loot, but there's plenty of games for me where I can collect loot. I can get that, I can itch that, you know, if I need to. But, like, a lot of people out there like love Destiny 1 because you could go out and get and grind and grind and grind, and there was always a purpose. They loved grinding. There's not a lot of grinding in Destiny 2.
The only grinding I like is Tony Hawk.
Then you'd like Destiny 2 because there's not a lot of grinding anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got past Nessus yet, man?
No, I haven't launched it up since I bought it.
What about that other game that's coming out that's sort of like Destiny? You mean Anthem.
Anthem.
Yeah. And that's made by EA. Guess what's going to be in Anthem? All over the place. Yeah. And, like, that's the thing is, like, people are really hyped for Anthem because it's going to be the Destiny 1 sequel that everyone wanted.
Right.
Except Destiny has been, as much as they can be respectful in the regards to microtransactions while keeping everything cosmetic, EA ain't going to do that. There's no way.
No.
Because that's why they're making Anthem, is because they go, wow, Destiny is the most selling console title of 2017 so far. They make the most money post-game of any game in existence so far. Let's steal their model, but greed it up. Like, that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
And if you think differently, you're fooling yourself. I personally believe that.
Oh, no, I saw a meme today that said we should probably calm our hype down for Anthem.
Right.
Because it's going to be worse. Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be, if it's like Destiny, it's going to be entirely based around loot collection and grinding for loot.
And then might as well pay 20 bucks.
As a man who put 2,000 hours into Destiny 1, okay, when I see that it's going to take 51 days to get one character, I go, oh my god, no.
Yeah.
I'm a man who loves to grind and I love loot, and I go, I'm your audience! And it's too much.
Well,
Warframe is pretty solid, but super grind. I've heard things about that, too. That, like, that's the new Destiny. The new Destiny 1 is Warframe. I've heard great things about Warframe.
You think the fact that just because you know it's going to take 51 days compared to Destiny, which you didn't know how long it was going to take to get all the things that you wanted?
Yeah, I mean,
does that affect your thinking? Because did you really think that you were going to put 2,000 hours into Destiny?
Well, that's over 3 years.
But how about Destiny 2 then? To get 98%, how many hours have you put in?
Oh man, I probably put 400, 500 hours in to get everything.
That's a fucking lot, though, bro.
Well, it is. But I have everything. I also play games for a living.
Yeah.
And you got to understand me when I say there is 98% of everything, 98% of that 98% is stuff you don't need. It's useless, worthless junk that most people dismantle. I only have it because I needed something to do to play it with people. I needed a carrot to chase, so I didn't just go, yeah, stream, I'm playing this game because I have to. Like, I at least have to have a reason that I booted it up, you know?
So how's that gonna go buying Battlefront tomorrow, buddy?
Well, I'm not buying it. I'm renting them. Those games I rent.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to Family Video tomorrow, rent it at 10 p.m. Smart. Or 10 a.m. I'll rent it. I'll play the game. I'll take it back Saturday.
Smart.
Because, I mean,
is the only reason you're playing it for the campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I played the multiplayer beta. It felt like Battlefront, and those games like that. Unless it's Overwatch, which has a definite variety every time, like. Unless I'm playing with friends, I'm not big into just shooters.
Right.
You know, they're just not very fun.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because I'm not good at them, you know?
And especially with the whole laser system. It's like, you got to shoot 5 feet in front of the person that you're aiming at rather than right at their damn head.
Right.
That pissed me off, as a guy who doesn't play video games.
There's a little bit of that in Overwatch, so.
Really?
Yeah, that's not too many hours for a living. That's like a 40-hour job for a few months. That's exactly what I did for Destiny 2. Like, I played Destiny 2 probably all of September, and then, because I played Destiny 2 up till the Halloween event for Overwatch.
Yeah.
So that's like a solid 6 or 7 weeks of pretty much only Destiny. And yeah, I streamed 40 hours a day. I mean, I took a break in there for Shadow of War. I took a break in there for
Odyssey.
No, that was after.
Rabbids.
That's the other game I took a break for. Other than that, it was all Destiny. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Time wasted on Destiny here. Is it updated for Destiny 2 now? Oh, that's not nearly as much as I thought. 186 hours.
Yeah,
That's it. By the way, can we talk about how much I love my characters equally? Look at that. 66 hours, 64 hours. Just organic. Now, however, if you count in my if you count my other account, which I played a little bit on before I changed, Because I remember I switched PSNs, guys. I played 75 hours on my other account. So 75 plus what? What was it? 75 plus 186? What is that? 250? 250 hours. So that's honestly, that's less than I thought.
All I saw was 1,200 hours for Destiny 1, though. That's all I saw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1,200.
That's a lot of hours, dude. I played a lot.
That's a year.
So 186 plus what was the other one? 70-something?
75,
75,
yeah.
Divided by 8-hour days. Yeah, that's a month. It's a month of Destiny that I play.
It's not bad.
But, I mean, it's my job, so. But, yeah, but I have nothing left to do.
You need a new game, man.
You're telling me, dude. You're telling me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Look at that water. I want the water. Give me the water. I need to take a break from telling you how awesome I am to take a drink of this. Oh, there's no straw. Where'd the straw go? Who took my straw? Hillary, did you take my fucking straw?
You want to talk about this at all? We kind of talked about this last week. Now it's official. I don't know if we have any more opinions to say about it, but Lord of the Rings TV series is committed. It's going to happen on Amazon, and it says it's going to... I think in here it says that it's going to take place before.
Yeah, that was up. That was the first paragraph. Prequel. No.
Amazon has closed master deal set to $250 million.
The black bar thing.
Lord of the Rings original series, the prequel to Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring, will be produced by Amazon Studios. New Line Cinema expect to be hugely since the Lord of the Rings film franchise. So
Netflix and HBO had been approached by the Tolkien estate, who had been shopping the project.
So Tolkien was like, hey, you want to buy Lord of the Rings, dude?
Dude, they want that money.
Yeah, of course they do.
They want that money.
I mean, I guess capitalism. We just talked about it, so I don't know. I mean, I don't have any more opinions on it than what we talked about on Sunday.
I want it to be good.
Just don't
and
ruin it.
It's better than redoing the movies. That's all I want.
I'm glad they're not redoing. I'm glad they're leaving the films alone. I hope that it has no characters though that are in the movies. Like no Bilbo.
There's
no
gonna
Aragorn.
Be some for sure. Like Galadriel's been around forever.
She can be named. She can't be in it.
Elrond's been around
forever.
If
Galadriel shows up and she's not Cate Blanchett, it's over.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That's the problem to me, is that every single person in the movie is cast perfectly.
Right.
Those people, in my mind, are their characters in Lord of the Rings.
That makes sense.
If Galadriel shows up and she's not Cate Blanchett, it's over for me. Like I think Shadow of War did it very intelligently. Like, they had a character who worked for Galadriel. Talked a lot about her.
Okay.
Never showed her.
That's probably the way to do
because
it.
Because they would have to pay Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Because she's an elf, also, never ages. You can't pull the, oh, now he's Martin Freeman, and he's no longer Ian Holm because he's young now and not old.
Right.
Because Elrond came out looking like Mr. Smith. Like, he's
and again,
always
Mr.
looked
Smith
that way.
Has, I don't think
that's
he's
true,
aged
that's true, he's never
either,
aged. Although he didn't look great in Captain America when he took his face off. He looked a little aged there.
Yeah, that Red Skull
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, you might
know.
Want to go to the doctor for that one.
Yeah, your face is red.
And it's skull-shaped.
Oh, so dumb.
Yeah, dude. What about this one? A new study suggests that marijuana users may be more creative, but it's probably not because of the marijuana. I became interested in this topic upon realization that a number of my favorite musicians and artists were well known for their cannabis use, and that this cannabis use was commonly thought to have been the cause of creative success of many of the artists. I began to wonder about this commonly held idea: are cannabis users really more creative than non-users? And if so, is it because of the cannabis? Or is it because it's causing differences in creativity between users and non-users? So this study says it had 412 cannabis users and 309 non-users complete a series of psychological tests. They found that cannabis users tended to grow more extroverted and also tended to be more open to new experiences. Cannabis users self-reported higher levels of artistic creativity than non-users, but they did not report a higher number of creative works or achievements. Cannabis users also performed better than non-users on a test of convergent thinking, meaning that the creative process of narrowing down potential solutions to find one correct answer. But the statistical relationship between cannabis use and creativity disappeared when the researchers accounted for the effect of openness to experience. The results suggest that cannabis users' higher levels of openness and experience are responsible for their enhanced creativity.
Yeah, so they're just more ballsy. So they're right. Like, yeah, I'm better at this.
Which is what we talked, because we had a couple weeks ago, we had one that cannabis users have more sex.
Uh-huh.
And we both agreed that it's just because they're more open to it
right.
than people who don't. Like, in order to even smoke an illegal drug, you...
You have to
generally have to be more open to doing crazier things.
Doing something illegal.
Right.
And then have the potential
to get
caught.
So people who are more inclined to do illegal things are probably more inclined to have sex with people more often, or be more creative, try new creative things.
They can do more things because they have the that gives them more confidence. They're like, yeah, I got this, and I'm on it. It's a reason for me to feel like I'm more creative, so I'm going to do more, you know, off the wall kind of stuff, which I mean leads to that is creativity, basically.
And then you do cocaine, and then you die.
And yeah, yeah,
that's what the government tells us. Right. That's right.
Gateway drug. Don't do that shit.
It's not really that interesting, but at the same time, it's
I wondered what it was. I saw that on Reddit. I was like, I'm not going to click it.
I kind of like when science confirms things we already know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I like when that happens. The last thing we have is the New Zealanders have invented a way of stopping time in film. So I have not watched this clip. I don't actually.
So much has happened since I last saw you.
This is actually, I think, from film, like from Thor. Let's see if it actually shows it. No, no. It's like, no. There's no audio at all now.
And then I went on a journey of self-discovery.
Is this just the trailer?
The trailer.
Be reborn in my image.
It might be this slow motion stuff right here, okay? My fellow Kiwis, former actor Stu Rutherford and Carlo Van Raal, made a new lighting system. Make shots like this, which appear to slow down time. Oh, I probably should show it on the screen. I think I'll start that over because I'm dumb.
And so they just make the entire image brighter?
Oh, no. Dream sequence from Taika Waititi's Thor was made possible by fellow Kiwis former actor Stu Rutherford and Carlo Van Roar make shots like this which appear to slow down time possible.
How?
Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to find that out by reading, I guess, huh? Good video there. This is also very, very small. Time slows down to a soupy, underwater, almost strobe-lit feeling as we peer inside the mind of Valkyrie and see her painful memories of a fruitless, horse-backed battle against Odin's wandering daughter, Hela. If you've seen Taika Waititi's new Thor to Ragnarok, you should remember the shot. Fleeting as it is, because it won't look like anything you've seen before in cinema. If you haven't, it makes explaining the next big trivia, but stay with me because it's about how two Kiwis, one of them Waititi's old flatmate, have invented a piece of fiendishly clever technology that big film studios should be very interested in. In a warehouse in New York, two old-school friends from Wellington, New Zealand, an artist and a software developer who ended up playing a version of himself in the mockumentary What We Do in the Shadows, has been working on a giant lighting rig that can make it seem as if time has slowed down. Dangling a 35-foot-wide circular metal frame bearing 200 lights several meters in the air, then moving the light source faster than the speed of sound, causes an effect that when film cameras start to roll, time almost freezes. I was looking for a way to play the way that we are used to seeing time represented in photography and filmmaking. When Waititi visited, blah, 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 the studio in Berlin, began testing the idea with a quarter-sized prototype model. Sometime later, called for an idea. That Valkyrie flashback seemed like a cool fit. We love the idea of filming memories as moments suspended in time, yet in flux, with time and light still passing through them in a heavy, soupy way. The brief flashback to a world where time is breaking down, so they wanted an effect where time is much slower and light is moving around in a quite jarring and confusing way. When Waititi first visited the Paris, he quickly understood how the new system changed the way a shot is staged. He realized that as an actor, you only get to make one impression, one motion for each shot, and he went away and thought about it. There's a parallel between shooting like this and still photography. People picked up on it very quickly. Tessa Thompson was there for the longest, and by the end, she'd become really adept at figuring it out. For example, in one shot in the sequence, which was shot in a soundstage in Brisbane, Thompson bounced on a trampoline, and the camera rolled on the third bounce to capture a single frame of her facial expression. In another, where Kate Blanchett's Hera throws daggers, she was given sugar packets to toss the cameras. The horses were shot from 18 angles, running beneath the rig to ensure the right shot was achieved. For the horses were real, even their wings, of course, were not. In this reality, the tweak, Rutherford sees real opportunity in a satellite lab, particularly when the shot involves something which was tough to recreate, blah, blah, blah. They wanted something based on blah, 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 blah. So, can you explain to me how this works?
No.
Because I don't know how it works.
I don't get a damn thing about what he just said. Light moves so fast that it slows down time on what, a high-speed fucking camera?
I don't know, because if you did that, then you could just slow down the camera to normal speed, and then it would be slow motion.
Uh-huh.
So how's this work, man? You're the camera guy, you tell me.
I don't have a damn clue.
Well, that's disappointing.
I'm very curious, but I don't know. There's that for you. Listeners.
Well, so that was a lot of room for it. I know, dude.
We're really good at explaining
things. I'm really disappointed right now.
In me? Or
yeah.
The story?
No, in you.
Why?
I thought you could explain this to me.
Oh, yeah, some brand new fucking technology. I got my head around that shit.
Well, why not, man? You're smart.
I'm not. I'm the opposite of that.
You know what the word is?
Dumb. It's like the word for what?
Oh, God.
I don't get it, man.
I mean, the rest, I've read this article. There's not really a lot that talks about it. Now it's just talking about how they're going to use it in the future. That was your daily allotment of reading, I think. Time to end the show. Yeah, we're about there. About there. I'm honestly disappointed you don't know what this is.
Dude, I don't
I was hoping it. You would explain it to me because I read this article before the show.
I'm so pissed that I don't get it.
And I wanted you to tell me, dude.
I'm gonna study up, guys.
Okay,
I'm
next
come
week.
Back and explain it to you on
Can you
Sunday.
Just tweet it?
Sure.
Just tweet the explanation?
Sure.
You're not gonna do that, are you?
I'm gonna try. Okay. I have the Twitter nowadays.
You do, and did you tweet it all last week?
No. No, I didn't.
Well,
sorry, guys.
That's very sad, dude.
I have to pee so bad.
Oh, hey, you wanna see something we didn't? You wanna see something I did?
Yeah.
So I mean, so we could pee later. Like, you don't have to do. We're already in the show, but like, look what I added.
Oh, shoot.
What do you think, man?
When we have to go pee?
Like, when peeing is a necessity, you no longer have to fill time.
Perfect.
And listen to the music.
What is it?
I don't know. It's just some music I whipped up.
Some intense shit.
Yeah, man. This is great for BRB. Nothing says we'll be right back like this music right here.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. So
cool.
I like that, dude. All right. Well, all right, well, that's the end of the Seth and Colby Show. Colby has got to pee.
So bad.
Thank you so much for watching today. Thank you for the follows, guys. We appreciate it. We will be back Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time as we are live on twitch.tv twice a week, once at Sunday at 2 o'clock Central, our next show, and again Thursday at 7 o'clock Central. Did we figure out if we're doing a Thanksgiving episode? Should we just figure that out later?
Yeah, we're doing one.
Okay. Like, are you going to be free? Because
I'll most likely be free
at 7 o'clock.
I'll
so.
Be free by then.
I think... We'll probably confirm it for sure, like on Twitter next week. But for right now, I think we'll do a Thanksgiving show because why not? So, but yeah, guys. So we do a show twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays, 2 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Central. Come check us out, twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you can't watch live, the video on demands are on YouTube, youtube.com/SethandColby, and the audio version of our show is on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Those links and Plain Jane RSS feed are at SethandColby.com. Also, follow us on Twitter for hilarious memes, spammy tweets about the show, and just general shenanigans so you know when and where we are at Seth and Colby on Twitter. Guys, we will see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Technically, Sunday's next week.
Adios.
So it works. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.